At the August 16th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, Andy Koshina of Wendell reported that because of a relaxation of federal grant rules, they can now skip adding a dedicated outdoor air ventilation system on each of the air conditioning systems they want to install. By subtracting the costs of installing these ventilation systems and the extra ductwork they require, Koshina said there should now be enough money available to install new air conditioning systems at three schools, Greenbank Elementary Middle School, Marlinton Middle School, and Marlinton Elementary School. Koshina explained that fresh outdoor air is still introduced into normal air conditioning systems, even without those expensive dedicated outdoor air ventilation systems. With the exception of Sam Gibson, who wanted more information about this, the other board members saw this as a gift to move forward with providing air conditioning to three schools and voted to amend their project development agreement with Wendell, eliminating those dedicated outdoor air ventilation systems so as to enable them to be able to afford air conditioning for those three schools. During his superintendent's report, Terrence Beam said they still have teaching vacancies. Beam also congratulated Nurse Friel for being named the West Virginia School Nurse of the Year. Dr. Pamela Shield of Community Care, who was their new liaison with the Board of Education, said last year Community Care's school-based health centers, located at four of the five county schools, provided health services for 1,125 student visits. Erin Nair talked about the West Virginia Family Nutrition Program's services to the schools. The board approved a memorandum of understanding with that program to provide nutrition and physical activity programs to the schools for the upcoming school year. Ron Hall and Julie Shiflett described the procedures used to deal with unexcused school absences. They said that if a student is absent, the parents have up to 5 days to send in a written excuse before it becomes an unexcused absence. After three unexcused absences, a letter is sent to the parents and phone calls may be made to them as well. After a student acquires 5 unexcused absences, the attendance office sends the parents a letter setting up a meeting with them. After 9 unexcused absences, the attendance office personnel will visit the home to determine what the problem is, and after the 10th absence, the parents may be referred to the magistrate court. The board approved including new CDC guidelines for COVID isolation and quarantine procedures into their reentry plan. Also at the meeting, the board approved routine financial reports, entered into a contract with Jeff Wayne as a water operator on an as-needed basis at Greenbank Elementary Middle School at a rate of $50 per hour. They approved a West Virginia pre-K agreement with School Days Child Care, although it was pointed out that this agreement would become null and void unless 12 pre-K students enrolled there by September 1st, and at this time, only 4 have signed up. If that happens, a new and less costly agreement may be drawn up. They approved a memorandum of understanding with the North Central West Virginia Community Action Association regarding the Head Start program. They approved a revised acceptable use policy. They approved 3 overnight travel requests for Nature's Mountain Classroom Pocahontas Explorers. They approved the recommended personnel action list, and then the members conducted a matters of the board discussion to conclude the meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.